الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The King of Baghdad. Attar's Prayer. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet, The King of Baghdad, grant him the spiritual blessings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh, and forgive him and his parents without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, out of yearning and love for me, whoever sent salat upon me 3 times in the day and night, Allah will forgive his sins of that day and night. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, his blessed foot. Abu Sa'id Abdullah Muhammad bin Hibatullah al-Tamimi al-Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu narrates the following. During my youth, I ventured to Baghdad to seek knowledge. During that time, Ibn Saqa and I studied together in Madrasa Nizamiya. We would perform acts of worship together and visit the righteous. There was an individual widely known as the Ghawth, renowned for his miracle of being able to disappear and reappear whenever he wished. One day, I, Ibn Saqa, and Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, who was in his youth at the time, went to visit the Ghawth. On the way there, Ibn Saqa smirked. Today, I will ask this Ghawth a question to which he will have no answer. I also said, I will also ask him a question. Let's see if he can answer. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani exclaimed, Mu'adh Allah, how can I ask anything from him? I am simply going to gain the honor of seeing him. Once we arrived at the Ghawth's residence, we did not find him in his usual place. He then arrived after some time, cast an angry gaze towards Ibn Saqa and declared, may you be ruined. You intend to ask me something I cannot answer. Your question and its answer are this. I indeed see the fire of disbelief crackling within you. Then he turned towards me and explained, O Abdullah, you wanted to see how I shall respond to your question. This is your question and its answer. The world will sully you to the extent you drown in it up to your earlobes. This is the requital for your lack of manners. He then gazed at Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, brought him closer to himself and said with reverence, O Abdul Qadir, you have pleased Allah and His Messenger with your good manners. It is as though I see you in a gathering of Baghdad announcing, this foot of mine is on the neck of every saint of Allah, and all saints of the time have lowered their heads out of respect for you. The Ghawth vanished after saying this, and we never saw him again. Signs of closeness to Allah began to manifest upon Shaykh Abdul Qadir whilst Ibn Saqa fell in love with the daughter of a non-Muslim king. He requested to marry her but was told that he must become a non-Muslim first, to which he accepted her false religion, al-iyadu billah. I then went to Damascus, where the martyr Sultan Nur ad-Din compelled me to become an officer of endowments, awqaf. The world came towards me in large amounts. Everything the Ghawth said about us came to pass. Fear disrespecting a friend of Allah. In Fatawa Hadithia, although Ibn Saqa renounced Islam to marry the non-Muslim king's daughter, the same king threw him into the marketplace when he fell ill. He begged from everybody but was not given a thing. A former acquaintance saw him and asked, you were a memorizer of the Quran. Do you remember anything of it now? He sighed, I have forgotten everything except this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين. Translation from Kanzul Iman: the disbelievers will eagerly desire that if only they had been Muslims. Imam Ibn Abi Asrun rahmatullahi alayhi recalls, I went to see Ibn Saqa one day. I found him as though fire had burnt his entire body. He was close to death, and as I attempted to have him face Qibla, he instead turned the other way. No matter how many times I tried, he turned the other way, and this continued until he died. Just before dying, he recalled the statement of that Ghawth. He knew his disrespect had landed him in his predicament. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Haytami and Imam al-Yafai rahimahumullah say, this story is reliably transmitted and most of those who narrated it are trustworthy. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Something to fear. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Haytami rahmatullahi alayhi states, this account contains severe warning regarding opposition to the saints, as there is fear the rejecter, i.e. he who denies the saints altogether or their miracles and authority, will fall into everlasting tribulation, of which there is no greater wretchedness than what befell Ibn Saqqa. We seek refuge in Allah Almighty. We make dua to Allah Almighty. May He grant us protection from all tribulations and sadnesses for the sake of His generosity and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Also, this incident highlights how one should respect the saints and have a good opinion of them as much as possible. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, may Allah allow us to respect His beloved people, grant us death whilst loving them, and resurrect us in their pure company. Ameen, ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah Almighty has favored us greatly. He has granted us ability to honor His accepted people and saints, rahmahumullah, to commemorate their death day anniversaries, ayurs, visit their shrines, and to speak about their lives and virtues. Allah Almighty loves the saints and righteous personalities of Islam. These individuals spend their entire lives remembering Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We should also live our lives in the same manner, whilst adhering to Islamic law, as Allah Almighty sends a continuous downpour of mercy upon the saints. Here is a verse of the noble Quran explaining the immense status held by the saints. In the 62nd verse of Surah Yunus, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Translation from Kanzul Iman: listen, no doubt upon the friends of Allah, there is neither any fear nor any grief, free from the fears of this world and the hereafter. Commenting on this verse, the companion Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, the saints will have no fear in this world, nor will they grieve in the hereafter. Allah Almighty will instead welcome them with happiness and grant them everlasting bounties. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states in the commentary of a Quranic verse, Allah likes the 11th, for He mentioned His saints in the 11th ruku of the 11th juz. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Brief introduction. Our beloved spiritual guide, the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, was a major saint of Allah Almighty. In fact, he is the leader of the saints. His blessed name was Abdul Qadir and his technonym Abu Muhammad. Muhyiddin, Mahbub Subhani, Ghaus al-Thaqalain and Ghaus al-Azam are some of his titles. He was born on the 1st of Ramadan, 470 AH, in the Jilan area of Baghdad. By way of his father, he is the 11th grandson of Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Through his mother, he is the 12th grandson of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. This is corroborated by the scholar Ali Al-Qari rahmatullahi alayh, tracing the Shaykh's genealogy, Masha Allah. A link with the 11th and 12th can also be found here. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. My spiritual guide, my murshid, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, was born at dawn on Monday, the 1st of Ramadan. At that time, his blessed lips were moving and the words Allah, Allah could be heard. The Shaykh also had a link with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in that they were both born at dawn on a Monday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 1100 children. On the day Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was born, 1100 other children were born in Jilan. They were all boys and all became saints of Allah Almighty. In summarized format, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi extols the Shaykh in his poetry by saying, O Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi, who can understand the greatness of your blessed head? When the saints take your feet upon their eyes out of love, respect, decorum and reverence. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, when Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh would intend to play during his childhood, a voice from the unseen would say, My Abdul Qadir, we did not create you to play. When he attended madrasa, a voice could be heard saying, Make space for the friend of Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Why is he referred to as Ghawth? The word Ghawth means redresser of grievances or helper. The Shaykh was known to help the poor, helpless and needy with the power granted to him by Allah Almighty. He eventually became known as Ghaus al-Azam. He is also known as Piran-e-Pir Dastgir. His family. His father was Abu Salih Musa rahmatullahi alayh and his mother Umm al-Khair Fatima rahmatullahi alayha. His father was from amongst the major righteous personalities of Jilan and was known as Jangi Dost due to his unmatched efforts and struggles in religious matters, which were solely for the sake of Allah Almighty and free from any worldly desires. He was well known for commanding good and forbidding evil to the extent he was even willing to sacrifice his life for this. Breaking pots of alcohol. Heading to the central masjid one day, he saw some workers of the caliph carefully carrying earthen pots containing alcohol on their heads. He was enraged by this and proceeded to break them. None of the workers could muster courage enough to object, so they went to the caliph and relayed what had happened. The caliph responded, "Bring Sayyid Musa to me at once." When Shaykh Abdul Qadir's father went to the caliph, the former was sat fuming in anger upon his chair. "Who are you to ruin the efforts of my workers?" he asked. Sayyid Musa replied, "I am Muhtasib, an individual who takes account of matters. and I have fulfilled the obligation of my position. The Caliph quizzed, "Who made you this?" in a thundering and authoritative tone. Sayyid Musa declared, "He who ordained for you to be in power." Hearing these words, the Caliph was overcome with a sudden rush of emotion. He leaned forward to the extent his head was pressed against his knees. After some time, he finally raised his hand and softly inquired, "My master, what was the wisdom in destroying the pots other than commanding good and forbidding evil?" Sayyid Musa said, "To have compassion upon you and save you from disgrace in this world and the hereafter." These wise words had great impact on the Caliph, who then said, "I personally appoint you as an official muhtasib." Sayyid Musa said in a manner highlighting his trust in Allah Almighty, "When Allah Almighty has appointed this for me, I am in no need of creation to appoint me as anything." From that day onwards, his title of Jangi Dost became famous. His maternal grandfather, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani's maternal grandfather, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Somai Rahmatullahi Alayh, was one of the saints of Jilan. As well as being extremely righteous, he was an erudite scholar whose prayers were known to be accepted. His grandfather's saintly miracle. In Bahjat al-Asrar, Imam Abdullah Qazwini rahmatullahi alayhi explains, "Some people we knew were travelling in a caravan towards Samarkand. They were attacked by bandits when reaching the desert and called out to Sheikh Abdullah al-Somai rahmatullahi alayhi in that difficult situation. The Sheikh appeared suddenly and recited, 'Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbun Allah,' causing the bandits to climb mountains to get away or flee entirely." His paternal aunt. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's paternal aunt was Aisha bint Abdullah rahmatullahi alayha. Her technonym was Ummi Muhammad. She was a righteous woman who performed miracles. People visited her to request du'as for their problems. A drought once struck Jilan. People performed Salatul Istisqa, the prayer to seek rain, but rain did not fall. They then went to the home of Aisha bint Abdullah rahmatullahi alayha and asked her to make du'a. She went to the courtyard of her home, swept the ground, and then made this dua: "O Lord of the worlds, I have swept the ground, so send down water." A short while later, rain began gushing downwards, like how water flows from a tap. People returned to their homes drenched in water, and Jilan began to thrive again. His children. He paid special attention to the outward and inward nurturing of his children, leading most of them to becoming shining stars in the fields of knowledge and erudition. Some of his sons were Sayyids: Abdul Wahhab, Abdul Razzaq, Abdul Aziz, Muhammad Yahya, Muhammad Abdullah, Abdul Jabbar, Muhammad Musa, Muhammad Isa, Muhammad Ibrahim and Muhammad rahimahumullah. In Zubdat al-Athar, the number of people who benefited from his blessed children and the amount of great scholars of the time who studied under them, such achievements of imparting knowledge and spiritual blessings was not witnessed from the children of other righteous personalities. His brother, Sheikh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh, also had a younger brother, Sayyid Abu Ahmad Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh. He excelled in knowledge and piety, yet passed away in his youth. His entire household was one of piety. His grandfathers, parents, uncles, aunts, brother and children were all people of righteousness. This in spite the name, they are referred to with the Ashraf, i.e. the honored household. When a kingdom was worth less than wheat, the king of Sanjar and Nimruz once sent a letter to Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, expressing that he wished to place a part of his kingdom under the authority of the Sheikh so he could also enjoy a life of comfort and ease. In response to this letter, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh wrote him a quatrain in Farsi, the translation of which is somewhat as follows. If I have even the slightest desire for the kingdom of Sanjar, then may my destiny be darkened like the black-coloured crown of Sanjar's king. As I possess the treasure of waking at night and remembering Allah, the value of Nimruz is not even equal to a seed of wheat in my eyes. Somebody asked the Sheikh, when did you realize you were a saint? He replied, at 10 years of age. I would leave home to attend madrasa and see angels saying to the other boys, make space for the friend of Allah. Al-Ghawth Al-Azam's announcement. Hafiz Abu Al-Iz Abdul Mughith bin Abu Al-Harb Al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh states, we were in Baghdad in the gathering of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, known as Ribat Halaba. The majority of Iraq's sheikhs were also present while Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh was delivering a sermon. He then announced, قدمي هذه على رقبتي كل ولي الله. This foot of mine is on the neck of every saint of Allah. Sheikh Ali bin Hayti rahmatullahi alayh then stood up, went towards the pulpit and placed Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's blessed foot upon his neck. After him, all of those present came forward and lowered their heads. Abdul Qadir has spoken the truth. Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali Shatanufi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh states, Sheikh Khalifa Akbar would often see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in his dreams. By Allah, he once said, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and said, Sheikh Abdul Qadir announced his foot is upon the neck of every saint of Allah. He declared in reply, Abdul Qadir has spoken the truth. It would not be any other way, for he is the Qutb whilst I watch over him. Showing his profound love and humility, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh says, this loyal servant of that exalted household says, Alhamdulillah, it was Allah Almighty who instructed our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to say this. It was Allah Almighty who cast rays of spiritual brilliance into his blessed heart when these words were said. This luxurious clothing was sent by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself. All the saints then gathered and watched as Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi wore it. The angels flocked together whilst the Rijal al-Ghayb, a group of saints, presented their salam. All the saints in the world lowered their heads. Whoever wishes to be pleased or displeased with this, this is their choice. Not on the neck, but the head. During his youth, the renowned Chishti Sheikh Khaja Mu'in ad-Din al-Ajmairi rahmatullahi alayhi was worshipping in a cave on a mountain of Khurasan. Yet in Baghdad, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi proclaimed, قدمي هذه على رقبة كل ولي الله. This foot of mine is upon the neck of every saint. Hearing this, Khwaja Mu'in ad-Din rahmatullahi alayhi lowered his head and responded with بل على رأسي, upon my head in fact. He did not say it of his own accord. Imam Ibn al-Hajr al-Makki al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in Fatawa Hadithia, saints are sometimes commanded to make major announcements, so those who are unaware of their elevated stations are informed regarding them, or to show gratitude to Allah and make his favor apparent. This happened with Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, when he suddenly announced during his sermon that his foot is on the neck of every saint. Every saint in the world immediately accepted this. A group of narrators report saintly jinns also did so. Jinn or human saints alike, they all lowered their heads. Many arifin, those possessing cognizance of Allah Almighty, say Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, did not make the statement قُدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ of his own accord. Instead, to show the saint was on the station of قُطْبِيَّةْ al-Kubra, Allah Almighty instructed him to say these words. The saints were compelled by this to lower their necks and take the foot of the Shaykh upon them. Many narrations explain how earlier saints had already given news 100 years before the Shaykh's birth that a man of great virtue would be born amongst the non-Arabs, who will announce قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. This shall lead to all saints, making him their guide and leader. Sainthood is not above prophethood. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi would say, every saint follows the footsteps of someone else, and I follow the footsteps of my grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. I walk following his path. I cannot place my foot in the place of prophethood, for this is solely for the prophets. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his Qasida Ghawthiyah, وَكُلُّ وَلِيٍّ لَهُ قَدَمٌ وَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ قَدَمِ النَّبِيِّ بَدْرِ الْكَمَالِ. Every saint follows a path, and I follow the path of the Prophet, who is a shining moon in the sky of perfection. Following the announcement of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad Kabir al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi lowered his head and exclaimed, this Ahmad is from those upon whose neck is the foot of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. When asked the reason for this, he replied, in Baghdad, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi has announced قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. This is why I lowered my head and said this. The Grand Shaykh of the Suhrawardi way, Abdul Qahir Abu al-Najib rahmatullahi alayhi, lowered his head and said, not my neck, but his foot is upon my head. Sayyid Abu Madyan Shu'aib Maghribi rahmatullahi alayhi said, I am also from them. O Allah, I make you and your angels witnesses. I heard the words of Qadami and accepted this command. Shaykh Abdul Rahim Al-Qinawi rahmatullahi alayhi lowered his head and responded, the truthful one has spoken the truth. Shaykh Hamad rahmatullahi alayhi, who is from the teachers of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, once said regarding him, the foot of this Sayyid youth will one day be upon the neck of all saints. Allah Almighty will instruct him to proclaim this, and every saint in his era will lower their heads for him. They will honor him due to his auspicious rank being displayed for all to see. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Weekly booklet study. Alhamdulillah, Every week, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahli Sunnat, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatul Aliyah, and his successor, Al Haj Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Madani Muddazilul Ali, encourage the reading or listening of a booklet. Masha Allah, millions of Islamic brothers and sisters participate in this blessed activity by reading or listening to this booklet, benefiting from the prayers of Amir Ahlus Sunnah and his successor. This booklet is available for free download in audio format on the Da'wat-e Islami website, www.da'watislami.net, and through the Read and Listen Islamic Book application. With the intention for reward, read it yourself and distribute it for the ithari thawab of your deceased ones. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.